Hi, Smriti. You are the first player to hit 10 consecutive 50 plus scores in ODI run chases. I just wanted to know your thought process when you go out there to chase a target. And do you prefer batting second as compared to batting first?
Hi, Vishesh. I think just got to know after the match that I was the first to do that. But yeah, definitely whenever I go out to bat, when I'm chasing, I think it's just one. Yeah, I just have one target, is to make India win the match. And that's the only thing which I keep thinking. And I think when they have runs on the board, it's easier to calculate your innings. But nothing like I like batting second or I like batting first. I think not that I've only scored chasing. I have a little bit of scores even batting first. So I think I like batting in any given conditions. I think just winning the match for India is something which I keep thinking, even if you're batting first or second.
Okay, Srinidhi, you can go ahead.
Hi, Smriti. Good to see you back in form. So my question is, during the last series against South Africa at home in 2019, Harman said that the team has requested BCCI for a sports psychologist. I think the question is more relevant now, given that the girls are coming off a prolonged break and it looks like the life will continue to exist in biosecure bubble moving forward due to the pandemic. And given that we have a World Cup coming up next year and then followed by Commonwealth Games and then T20 World Cup in 2023, do you think it's time India get a mental conditioning coach or sports psychologist?
Well, at the moment, I think girls are in very good space because, first of all, we've come after a long break and everyone's really fresh to go out there and play some good cricket. But definitely a mental conditioning coach or a mentor could be of use for a lot of girls. And definitely I think BCCI is looking into it, and hopefully, we'll have something going before the World Cup.
Okay. Go to Sudarshanan next, and after Sudarshanan, Rika Roy. Yeah. Sudarshanan, go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks, Anand. Hi, Smriti. I wanted to know how important singles are at the start of the game as part of your game plan, because the other day we saw you almost lose your wicket and rob us of an interesting inning. So how do you balance between taking single doubles and boundaries at the start of your inning especially?
I think singles, doubles, four, sixes, all are important as a batter. Depends on which bowler you're facing, who you have to attack, and who you have to just try to rotate your strike. So I think that you have to be very calculative as a batter. Definitely, that was a wrong judge of run. I generally don't run that quick, that risky run. But yeah, I judged that run completely wrong, and Ismail came quite quickly. So that is something I'll keep in my mind, that which fielders I have to target. But I think as a batter, every run is important: single, double, four or sixes, and I don't have a set of plan that, okay, I need to take singles or fours or six. I just try and play according to the ball. And that's the only mindset that I have. Nothing about what I have to score singles or fours or sixes against anyone.
Okay. Rika Roy, you can go next. And then we'll take a question from Snehal Pradhan. Rika Roy, go ahead.
Thanks, Anand. Hi, Smriti. Thank you for the opportunity. While, cricket is a team game, are you girls aware that Mithali Raj, your captain, is on the cusp of a very big record, 10,000 international runs? Is it at all, a topic of discussion in the dressing room? Are you girls talking about it?
Well, I don't think we are talking it in the team meeting, but we all are aware of that she's going to reach 10,000 runs, which is amazing. And she'll be the first female to do it. So I think it's a very, very, very huge thing. And especially, I think we all are proud as Indian whenever she reaches there. But yeah, definitely, as you said, it's a team sport. So we don't really discuss. And I think it's wrong to even discuss in meetings. That will put her under pressure. So we'll just let her be. And whenever she gets to 10,000 runs, I think we all as a team will be very proud of it, that she's the first female to do it, and she's from our team. So I think that will be a pretty big moment for Indian cricket overall.
Well, Smriti, just one second. Can I please make you repeat that answer? Because she's not the first female. Charlotte Edwards is the first one. I wanted to use it. Sorry. I'm really sorry about this. Can you please repeat the answer?
Okay, nevertheless, I think getting to 10,000 runs, first or second, it's a huge thing. And Sorry. She's the first Indian to do that. So I think it's great. It's something which shows how consistent she has been throughout her career, and something we all keep looking up to her about her consistency. So definitely a very proud thing for all of us in the dressing room.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you. Snehal, you can go ahead with your question.
Yeah, hi Smriti. You obviously have fond memories of playing in England, both in the test and all other formats as well. How excited are you knowing that there is going to be a test match in England? And any chance we might see you stay on in England? Has there been any interest from teams from the 100 for your batting as part of that competition?
Well, I think you know more about the tour than us. I'm not sure when the test match is happening, but it's been announced and we all are really excited. I think everyone has spoken about it, and I think I'm not different. I'm also pretty excited. When we played there last, I think we have very good memory with that test match. And I think there's the feeling of putting on whites, going into bat with probably three slip fielders and a gully fielder. We don't get to do that much. So I think that's a feeling which, as a batter, I used to like crave to feel, because whenever I used to watch test match, men's test match. So I think it'll be pretty exciting to go out there probably after 6 years and play a test match. And I think this for at the moment, I really can't speak anything about the 100 ball yet.
Okay, we've got a question on chat from Bharat. He asks, as a team, what are the gaps that need to be plugged ahead of the World Cup?
I think we've just come off a really long break, like a 1 year break. So at the moment, we are just going out there and trying to play some good cricket. But for sure, we know that the World Cup is happening in New Zealand, and I think the bowlers look pretty good in the last match. So we really want to be consistent with our bowling. And one thing I think we are working on as an Indian team post-2017 World Cup is fielding, and that is something which we keep working on with our fitness and fielding. And that's the whole plan, I think, in next 1 year, because I think skills can go or come, but I think the fielding and the fitness standard has to be up, and that's something which we want to keep getting higher till the World Cup. And in 1 year, hopefully we get to a place where we are fielding and running really well between the wickets.
Okay, we'll take last few. Prajakta first and then Sunandan Lele, sir. Prajakta, you can go ahead.
Hi Smriti, just about your batting. So how do you prepare your mindset and, you know, in crucial run chases and your batting under pressure? Does it bring the best out of you?
Well, I don't think I think that much about all this pressure thing and all. I think for me, batting is just reacting to the bowler, what the bowler bowls. So for me, the preparation is just to try and be blank as much as blank I can be, because whenever I think before the match or before going to bat, I always end up not doing as good as I can. So I think for me, just to be blank and trying to react to the ball. So that's the whole plan I have before batting, to keep things simple, not to complicate myself with too much of thoughts.
Okay, Sunandan sir, you can go ahead with your question.
Smriti, kaise ho aap? Itne dinon ke baad cricket khelne ka mauka mila hai. पहले मैच में हम बड़े फासले से हार गए, दूसरे मैच में आपने जबरदस्त कमबैक किया. ऐसे बड़े ब्रेक के बाद क्या करूं क्या न करूं, ऐसे हो जाता होगा. तो आपने तो वो रिकवर कर लिया, लेकिन आपके पार्टनर का, समझो जेमी का माइंडसेट क्या होगा, उसको आप कैसे संभालोगे कि भाई रन्स आएंगे, क्या बताओगे आप उनको?
आई थिंक जिस तरह हमारे बॉलर्स कमबैक की है सेकेंड मैच में, फर्स्ट मैच के बाद, आई थिंक काफ़ी अच्छा रहा है. आपने जैसे बोला, एक लॉन्ग ब्रेक के बाद टू गेट थिंग्स करेक्ट, थोड़ा सा प्रोबेबली हमको एक मैच लगा, बट सेकेंड मैच से हमारे बॉलर्स ऑन द स्पॉट थे. एंड वही आई थिंक जेमी भी, आई डोंट थिंक इट्स अबाउट द गैप, आई एम श्योर वो नेट्स में बहुत अच्छी बैटिंग करी है. एंड जैसे उसने मैच में भी स्टार्ट किया, शी लुक गुड, बट दैट लास्ट मैच विकेट वॉज अनफॉर्चुनेट. सो I have like the whole team trust on Jamie that she'll come back stronger in the third match.
Okay, final two questions, one from Anesha and one from Shruti Ravi. So Anesha, you can go ahead.
Thanks Anand. Hi Smriti. You said that, you know, the team has in place a few plans with regards to developing and nurturing the skills further, but you also mentioned that the team itself doesn't know much about the England tour. Going into the World Cup and, of course, the Commonwealth Games to follow the same year, how important do you think it is as players to know what the team schedule for the next year is going to look like, because obviously prior to the South Africa series, there was not much of an information around in the public domain around what the team is likely to play. So going ahead, looking forward to the next 1 year, how important it is for players to know what they are going to play?
Yeah, I think it's very important as a player to know what the year is going to look like for the World Cup. And we all are really working on it with BCCI, and they are really proactive in telling us now that what series we'll be having for the next 1 year. So yeah, I think we'll have a pretty clear idea in some days of time. So I think, it looks good till the World Cup. So I think, but as you said, I think as a player, it's really important to know what series you're going to play next, or what is the schedule going to look like, so that we can prepare ourselves mentally, physically, and you know, even the skill set, which bowlers we are going to face for the next 2-3 months. I think that gets very easy if you know, who you're going to play.
Thanks, Smriti. All the best for the next 6 games.
Okay, final question from Shruti Ravi. Shruti, you can go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Anand. Hi, Smriti. My question is, you are facing two of the leading pacers in the world, Madison Kapp and Shabnam Ismail. You also mentioned her. So what do you think makes them difficult to play, and how do you usually go about, how do you strategize to like counter them?
As you said, I think they both are top two pacers in the world at the moment. And I think the special thing about both of them is both of them are really different in the way they go about their bowling. One really likes to bounce the player out, and the other really relies on a swing or seam. So that really gets difficult when both of them are bowling. As a batter, to change your gaze, and I know that what Ismail is going to bowl and what Kapp is going to bowl. So I think as a batter, for me, it's important to just change the gear, because the lines and length, what Kapp bowls and Ismail bowls, is completely different. And I would say it's completely opposite. So for me as a batter, as I said earlier, I just like to react to the ball, not think beforehand that she bowls this way or that way. It's just there in the back of the mind, okay? Because I think it's been a long time, I think 5-6 years that I have been facing them. So I know their strengths, what they are going to try and target. So I think for me, it's just about watching the ball, trying to play according to the ball and not overthink. That's the only strategy I have against both of them.
Thanks, Smriti.
Thank you. Thank you, Smriti. And thank you, everyone, for joining me. Thank you.
Thank you, Anand, sir.
Thank you.